Goodbye, Chewbacca. Peter Mayhew, the 7'3" actor who became Chewbacca, died on April 30th and left the Star Wars franchise bereft. There has been a new actor taking on the role of Chewie in the newer films, but true Wookiee watchers know there will never be another Peter Mayhew. Not just because the new Chewie is a mere 6'10". There was something about Mayhew's Chewie that transcended anything his creators could have imagined. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Chewbacca was the most unlikeliest of stars. This was a man in an ape mask and a hairy suit. Unlike C-3PO, he couldn't whine and complain.
Captain Solo, this time you have gone too far. No, I will not be quiet, Chewbacca. Why doesn't anyone listen to me?
The non-speaking droids probably had more expressive beeps in their repertoire than Chewie's grunts. He didn't have Yoda's wise one-liners.
Do or do not. There is no try.
All he could do was roar in Shriwook. That was a hodgepodge of black bear, lion, walrus, and badger, and convey drama, joy, sorrow, brotherhood, loyalty, courage through shrugs and a cocked head. He was too large to be truly cuddly in the way the wide-eyed porgs are just designed to be plushies. Chewbacca came of age before CGI had made everything possible and reduced magic to pixels. Yet Chewie exuded an unlikely stardom that was not always apparent to the pundits. Famous film critic Roger Ebert panned Chewie, saying he's saddled with one facial expression and one mournful yelp. Ebert had to eat humble Wookiee. Chewie was the shaggy lodestar of this space odyssey. A character like him could have been a sidekick for a movie or two. But when the Star Wars franchise was rebooted, there was no question that Chewbacca had to return. When he appeared on screen in the Millennium Falcon, the audience roared. There were news shows about why director J.J. Abrams didn't have Princess Leia hug her old pal Chewie after the devastating loss of Han Solo.
Abrams said, "That was probably one of the mistakes I made in that."
In the movie theater, the death of Han Solo was met with stunned shock. But the primal, anguished grief of Chewbacca was the one that moved us to tears. Star Wars fans know it was never about Han Solo and Princess Leia. That was the mortal love story. The timeless bromance was always Han Solo and Chewbacca. Love comes and goes, but the loyalty of a friend is priceless. As Harrison Ford said in his tribute, "We were partners in film and friends in life for over 40 years, and I loved him."
Come here, you. You big walking carpet.
Mayhew said they were an old married couple. It's kind of like Laurel and Hardy. Mark Hamill told Reuters, "Mayhew was a gentle giant."
But what was so remarkable about him was his spirit and his kindness and his gentleness was so close to what a Wookiee is.
But that does not make Chewie some kind of teddy bear. He was gentle, but he was also badass. He could rip your arm off.
That's because a droid don't pull people's arms out of their sockets when they lose. Wookiees are known to do that.
And he was genuinely funny without having the help of a single one-liner. Our bond with Chewbacca is that in the end, we all want a BFF like him, as loyal, as funny, as no-nonsense, and as fierce.
You hurt Chewie, you're gonna deal with me!
Mayhew's bad knees and failing health had taken him out of the newest films, but he was there as a Chewie consultant. Quite remarkable when you come to think of it. Mark Hamill.
He was an orderly in a hospital. And he didn't set out to be an actor.
He was told all he had to do at the audition was stand up. Peter Mayhew remembered George Lucas at the audition.
I'm raised in England. As soon as someone comes in through the door, I stand up. George goes, and virtually turned to Gary and said, I think we found him.
And for 40 years, Chewie stood up and stood out. At the end of A New Hope, Han Solo and Luke Skywalker got their medals. Chewbacca did not. But medals? Who cares? Chewie did get the last roar. And what a roar it was.
We're home.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata with a little plushy Chewie of his own for KALW.